KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. An extreme heat warning continues until 10 p.m. tonight. Mainly clear skies today with highs around 102. South winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of thunderstorms tonight. Lows dip down to about 75. Cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, 93.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Jared Broyles with 13 News. The most recent numbers on cyclosporiasis in our state were released Wednesday by the Kansas Department of Health. Kansas health officials confirmed they've seen a rise in cases over the past few weeks as the parasites gain notoriety nationwide. There's now a new separate outbreak. KDHE reports 30 cases here in Kansas since June 24th, 50 since June 1st, including 8 in Shawnee County. There have been a total of 289 cases in Kansas so far this year, just 31 last year. 12 people have been hospitalized with no reported deaths. Currently, 148 patient interviews are pending. Jail records from Republic County show a Kansas priest accused of child sex crimes is in custody in Belleville following his transfer from the Sedgwick County Jail in Wichita. The KBI arrested Father Ryan McCandless on Wednesday on a warrant for 3 counts of aggravated indecent liberties with a child. The arrest happened at a Wichita home.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exterior.
Summertime in Kansas. We've got heat, humidity, and the occasional tornado. But this August 4th, we've also got a constitutional amendment on the ballot. And that amendment is totally misleading.
See, the people pushing the amendment say it's about voting for judges. But in Kansas, you already vote on state Supreme Court judges. So here's what it's really about. That amendment will turn fair and impartial judges into paid-for politicians, letting billionaire political donors buy seats on the court and rewrite the law in Kansas. That's why you have to vote no.
So while you're beating the summer heat, do the right thing for Kansas. Vote no on the Supreme Court Judge's Amendment. Don't give billionaire political donors the power to buy seats on the court, because the Kansas Supreme Court should never be for sale. Vote no on August 4th.
Paid for by Kansas United for Impartial Courts Chair Micah Kubik.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn are pressured by a drop in crude oil. August beans are 39 and a half lower at 1208 and a half. September's down 40 and a half at 1199 and three quarters. September corn's down 13 and a half at 450 and three quarters. December's 14 and a half lower at 473. Live and feeder cattle are falling sharply with the resumption of live cattle imports from Mexico in the next month or so. August live's down 207 at 225. October's 365 lower at 218.85. August feeders are down 487 at 340.45. And hogs are keeping an eye on demand. Pork's up at midday. August lean is steady at 102.85, but October is down 152 at 87.50. Brownfield.
Email from school. How about the incident today?
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you have a concern about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Ackerman Supply sincerely thanks their customers, friends, and the Beloit community for your support over these many years. They truly appreciate your business and feel honored to have been part of such a strong farming community. Please stop by the Beloit store over the next few months as inventories reduce and mark down during the final closing sale. The Osborne location will remain open.
Become master of the hay windrow with Vermeer R2300 and R2800 twin rakes. Maximize sweeping action on these twin rakes mean a fast crop dry down and minimal dirt in your hay. Getting from field to field is convenient with narrow transport widths, and maintenance time is minimized with durable rubber-mounted tines. Optimal bales come from optimal windrows. Optimal windrows start with Vermeer R-Series rakes. See your local hay and forage experts at Winkle Manufacturing in Glen Elder.
Over 65 or turning 65 soon? Medicare doesn't have to be confusing. Alicia and Denise at Strother Insurance are here to cut through the clutter, explain your options, and help you choose the plan that's right for you. Wanting to make sure your family is taken care of when you're gone? From Medicare supplements and final expense coverage to individual and group health insurance, they'll make the process easy to understand. Skip the stress and ignore those scam calls. Call Strother Insurance today at 282-8151 or stop by 301 South Main in Smith Center.
Summer in Kansas means sunshine, fun, and smart skincare. At Osborne County Memorial Hospital, they're here to help you stay safe while you soak up the season. Before you head outside, remember, sunscreen, hats, and hydration go a long way. Reapply SPF every 2 hours, avoid the brightest part of the day between 10 and 2, and check your skin for any new or changing spots. Have questions or concerns? Their team is just around the corner. Osborne County Memorial Hospital, keeping you protected and healthy this summer.
KD Country 94.
Direct cash cattle business is quiet and cash hogs were not reported. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by the Propane Education and Research Council. Diesel price swings and an unstable grid can put your livestock's health in danger. Reliable propane powers heaters and ventilation fans at a fraction of the cost. Learn more at propane.com/ag. Direct cash cattle trade activity is quiet as buyers and sellers continue to prepare for the week ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to be established. The bulk of the week's business isn't expected until sometime Thursday or Friday. Last week, Southern Live deals were at $230 to $231, $7 to $8 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the north were at mostly $365, $12 to $15 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis. Box beef was mixed at midday with moderate and light demand for moderate offerings. Choice was $1.72 higher at $362.96. Select was 25 cents lower at $346.46. At the close at the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were mostly $5 to $20 lower. However, light 6 and 7 weights sold steady to $5 higher. Feeder heifers were $10 to $20 lower. The USDA says supply was light with moderate demand. The extreme heat is likely going to impact sales at least at the start of the week. Medium and large one feeder steer, 752 to 771 pounds, brought $345 to $350. Feeder steers, 857 pounds, brought $337. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 653 to 664 pounds, brought $342 to $347. Cash hog prices were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. There were just a handful of negotiated purchases. There's been some support in the cash hog market lately. Processors have been more aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand remains a focal point. The five-day rolling average for barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $100.60. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $65. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $36 to $49. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $60 to $70. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $2.29 at $106.92. Loins, picnics, and ribs were all sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, one in five Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State basketball will play an exhibition game against former Big 12 pro Nebraska on Monday, October 26th at El Houston Arena inside the Big Iron Event Center in Grand Island, Nebraska, a matchup presented by Pinnacle Bank. It will mark the first exhibition matchup between the two schools and their first ever meeting in Grand Island, which is a 90-minute drive west on I-80 from Lincoln and a 3.5-hour drive north. North from Manhattan, located on the Fauner Park campus in Grand Island, the 180-square-foot multi-purpose facility is anchored by a Houston Arena, which features 30,000 square feet, 6,000 permanent seats, and a capacity for an additional 1,500 guests. Ticket information, tip-off, and broadcast information will be announced later in the summer. Nebraska is coming off a historic season, which they won 28 games. K-State starts a new era with the Casey Alexander era as they welcome in 13 newcomers in his first season. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupe.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZBY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
And back on Katy Country 94.1 Sports, talking with Steve Tiernan. That's right, Coach Steve Tiernan, head football coach at Osborne. Coach, it is about time for football, but you've been running around the base path, or you haven't been running around, thank God, but the kids have been working their way around the K-18 North Central Kansas League, and all of a sudden, the Osborne County team is in the state championship, and I didn't catch the team that you play, either Waterville or Goodland, but Yep, Goodland. That's kind of what I thought. Maybe Goodland would finally knock Waterville off, but Waterville made a great regional trip and won it. But kind of fun. You got to chase Jake around. You yourself played for Tipton in the K-18, and I'll tell you what, one of my favorite places to umpire is in Lucas, and it can get hot. You said it was 121 when you got in the pickup this yesterday, but you've got a young team and a lot of, no disrespect to any of the older kids at Osborne, because they are quality kids and doing the best they can. There's just a numbers problem right now, but grades five through nine is absolutely loaded on the girls and boys side. We didn't think Tate Tiernan, your freshman now sophomore son, we get to play or lift weights due to a tear at the state track meet and injury, and then lo and behold, about 3-4 weeks ago he comes along. But the rest of the kids, a few kids from Tipton and Downs and Osborne, have made a team that is second to none right now in the regional and hopefully the state. But talk about your young but very fundamentally sound team right now.
You know, you kind of said it in a nutshell right there when you say you're taking guys from Tipton, Downs, and Osborne and making a team, and that is what's fun. I mean, you kind of start out as Osborne, Downs, and Tipton, and then as it goes, they just kind of blend together, and for a long time, then all of a sudden you're a team, and definitely right now we're playing like a team. It's been a lot of fun.
I had you the first game of the year and played okay against a very young Beloit team. Like I said, did not have Tate Tiernan. Donovan Holloway was a little bit wild on the mound. He's got better and better. Adam Kuhlman's pitched for you, among the other. You got to throw strikes, and when Tate came back, it added another bat in the lineup with some pop and another pitcher you can use for that, I believe, 104, 105 pitches. But talk about your pitching staff down the stretch here in the regional and the state tournament.
You know, that's another thing that's been a lot of fun, and I'm not going to try to lie to anybody. It's not like we put a ton of time into baseball. We practice one time a week. We play twice a week. We just, like I've always said from day one, I'm going to try not to get mad. mad. Keyword is try. Every now and then I might, but let's have fun. It's summer baseball. Just go out and let's enjoy it and see how we do. But just you could just see from day one to now just how much better we've got across the board. I mean, like we had 11 hits today. We had guys hitting the ball that a month ago wouldn't have touched the ball. I mean, those pitchers were pretty good today. We had, like I said, 11 hits. We had some extra base hits. We ran the bases well, fielded well. We did struggle down the road there in the middle of the game with pitching, but boy, it was a lot of fun.
It was a kind of a tale of two games from Saturday, 4-3 win over Atwood, then a wild, and I mean wild, 14-10 win today over an undefeated Ellis team up 8-0, and then they start banging hits out there, get a couple of runs, and then things get real dicey, and then Mr. Tate Tiernan hits one over the fence. You got a little bit more breathing room, and then Ellis keeps coming, but talk about today's game, and then headed into the championship on Wednesday.
Yeah, you talk about just almost like three different games. Started out, we're up 8-0, knowing our starting Tate was only had two innings to pitch. Well, not innings, but pitches. We hoped to get him through two innings. We did. We're up 8-0, and then the third inning, they hit a grand slam, cut it in half, and they just, whittled away, and before long, then we're down. Going into the last inning, and comes to the bottom of seven, we're up 3 or 4, whatever it was, and Donovan's pitching. I'll bet he hadn't pitched in 6 weeks. Shoulder's kind of been bothering him. He's just a really good catcher, so we've kept him at catcher, and said, Donovan, we need you, buddy. And boy, he pitched well. I mean, got us out of the inning, won the game, and the rest is history.
As you look at K-18 across the state, it kind of goes from Waterville to Goodland, but good little league started back, I think this is the 75th annual, I believe, and Lucas does an incredible job feeding the kids and keeping people cool, and of course, Rodney Paulin and the Laws Brothers umpire, and they deserve a lot of credit being out in that 120 degrees yesterday, but it's all about the kids at Lucas, and you play a Goodland team that's been kind of on a roll. I believe they were second in their regional, but what have you seen from the Cowboys at all as they played down in Lucas this weekend?
You know, I've seen very little, like none of them. I kind of paid attention to them on that game changer just to see some names, and there is a couple Linton boys who are related to Brad and Tiffany and Boyd, so that's kind of a neat deal. So they're her brother, like Trevor, his two boys play, so I mean that's kind of brings it all back home. But just the deeper you go, like I tell our guys every week, every time you win and you advance, somebody's going to be better. You're playing better teams, and with Ellis and Goodland are two teams that have high school baseball. Of course, we do not, so you just got to be on top of your game to compete, and hopefully we are.
What time is that game on Wednesday?
5:30, I believe.
Okay. Well, Coach Steve Tiernan, Coach Baseball Coach Steve Tiernan, what a run it's been this year. Fun to umpire you guys, and hopefully you can put your name on the traveling trophy and be the state 2016 or 2026 state champions in the K-18 state championship Wednesday in Lucas.
Sounds good to me. Thank you.
Call the experts at Sims Fertilizer and Farm Chemical in Osborne, Kansas today to find out what your neighbors already discovered. Sims Fertilizer and Chemical, with over 300 products in stock, they will save you money and time. Call them today at 1-800-821-4289 or visit them at simsfarm.com.
Wakanda Boats in Kansas and Nebraska is ready to get you on the water. StarCraft fishing pontoons, Harris Lounger pontoons, and aluminum and fiberglass Lund fishing boat, sure to make memories on the water to last a lifetime. Boats in stock and ready to order. 180-month in-house financing available. Rebates and military discounts available now. Call or stop in one of our locations to learn more. Wakanda Boats carries a large lineup of fishing gear, boat gear, tubes, boards, skis, and Coast Guard approved life jackets. WakandaBoats.com. Let's get you on the water. When it's time to haul livestock, equipment, or your favorite ride, trust Miller Welding and Downs, the area's newest Titan trailer dealer. Choose from livestock trailers, heavy-duty flatbeds, and car trailers, all backed by a standard 5-year tongue-to-taillight warranty. Miller Welding is also your source for B&W hitches, Sherco tarps and trap openers, and Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. Plus, they offer custom welding and fabrication, a full-service ag mechanic shop, and carry bumper-to-bumper auto parts for all your parts and filter needs. Stop by Miller Welding on Highway 24 in Downs or call 785-454-3425. That's 785-454-3425.
School is out. Summer meals are now called Sun Meals and are being served in Kansas communities at parks, pools, libraries, churches, and schools. Meals are free to all children 18 and younger with no enrollment need. Find a nearby site by texting the word SUMMER to 914-342-7744 or call 1-866-348-6479. Let's keep Kansas kids powered up for summer fun and academic success. This institution is an equal opportunity provider, sponsored by the Kansas State Department of Education and aired in cooperation with the station.
KD Country 94 is online at kdcountry94.com.